Well, as we head into June next week, it's getting safer for people to start gardening, we hope. And whether you're a veteran green thumb or a newbie gardener, there are always stories to be told and tips to be shared. This summer, we're following one newbie gardener right here in Calgary as she and her family try to grow food in their backyard. Our director, Tracy Fuller, headed out to meet the family and check out their burgeoning garden.
How are you? Oh, hello as well. Hi.
Hi, it's Julie Leung. I'm the newbie gardener that CBC has been following with the Grow Food Calgary program. And we are here in my yard in North Calgary.
All right, so we're looking at your extended bed. Why don't you describe how you made this bed? Because your backyard, beautiful grass here, but you didn't have this gardening bed before.
Yeah, there was the gardening bed on the other side, which was existent. And then this one, we weren't sure how to best do it. So in our first session at Grow Food Calgary, we asked, well, what's the best way to do it? Should I make a raised bed? Should I like build the wood around? So Chelsea had actually suggested something she calls lasagna. I think it's like a lasagna garden where it's layers. So what they had suggested was you first put down a layer of like newspaper or cardboard is what we used, just so that you can basically block off the grass and the grass will die underneath, so it doesn't basically come through your bed. Then we put a layer of browns, which happened to be leaves that we had just collected over the, probably it was like the course of the year, that we had just not gotten around to giving to the city for compost, which was I was very thankful for. And then after that, we put in it's supposed to be a layer of finished compost, and we had kind of partially finished compost in different stages of being done. So we put a layer of kind of partially finished compost. Then we put some worm castings that we had bought from Chelsea's just to inoculate that sort of area with good microbes to start or continue the process of breakdown. Then a layer of topsoil.
So it's a nice long bed. Let's approach the garden. I see you've got some popsicle sticks in here with some labeling. So what have you got in here now?
So I've been trying to do that, you know, every 2 weeks kind of successive sowing so you don't get, you know, tons of lettuce that you can't eat at one time. So I did two lines, or rows, mm-hmm. I guess, of the lettuce heads that we'd gotten from one of the sponsors, mm-hmm. Renee's. And then the first class we had actually also done some seed cleaning. So mm-hmm. I've got a layer of, or a row of that. And then we had two rows of kale seeds that we also sowed from Donna's. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, but it's like the stuff that went to seed.
Right.
She helped us kind of, she taught us how to get that.
From Donna Balzer's, probably her own garden
her own
at
garden,
home.
And I'm thinking, yes. Yeah. So I'm like, ooh, prized seed. And then, like, it's not, I mean, they're all here, but they've been kind of successively sowed. So right. I've got, like, Donna's kale, wild rose kale. I have Chelsea's kale. Those are seedlings over there that she had started, so...
Do you eat kale a lot? It sounds like you might be getting a lot of kale this summer. Just wondering.
Yeah, we do actually eat a lot of kale.
Okay, good.
We love it in soups because it's just so soft. And my husband makes kale chips. And
lovely.
He just kind of drizzles a little bit of, I think it's like honey or maybe a little bit of maple syrup after he crisps them up in the air fryer. Mm. And the kids eat those kind of as healthy chips.
We might have to talk about recipes later, yeah. But not today. All right. So let's move a little further down. I see some more seedlings.
Yes. Yeah,
so what are these?
So these are tomato plants that we got from Donna last session. They were, I don't know, I'd say, how tall is this?
Maybe about a foot, close to maybe 40 centimeters or so.
Okay, so they're about that tall. They came in little seedling pots, and so she had suggested a way of transplanting them, and mm-hmm. she shows a video about it where you kind of cut off the sides. And I'm going to blog about that sometime this week. But you cut off the sides and then you kind of unpot it and you lay it sideways and then kind of cover it like it's lying in the bed kind of thing.
Oh.
And you cover it with dirt and then you kind of flip up the top. And supposedly because you've cut off all the sides, it will root there along the stem.
Right.
And then she had given us, she's like, you'd like to sample the... I don't know what this is, the red, that like plastic cover. It has mm-hmm. little holes in it to kind of keep the soil warmer for what I guess tomatoes need.
So for people who can't see this, it kind of looks like almost an industrial strength garbage bag, but it's probably about 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters square. And it's just laid right on top of the soil of the bed. And there are two little tomato plants shooting up through it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, if you look at the right one, so Donna had warned us, so when you put the hole in the plastic to get the tip of the plant out, don't just cut like a regular slit, because when the wind blows it, it acts kind of like a saw. So she had said cut an X, which mm-hmm. we did, but then I think, like when I came back to look at this plant, it's almost like it's been kind of shaved a little bit, like it's kind of being gnawed at by the plastic. And I think what happened actually was it had come through the X, but it was kind of along the bottom part of the slit.
Right.
And then we let our son use the garden hose to water these right when we put them in. And I think it was like, and then sort of, it looks a little bit like I think it might be beheaded. So I'm hopeful that maybe some magic will happen and it'll kind of sprout some new roots or something.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
I think there's a lot of newbie gardeners out there who say tomatoes. In your first big foray into the gardening world, you've planted tomatoes in Calgary and they're in the ground just shortly after the May long weekend. Was this part of your plan?
No, it wasn't. I had heard that tomatoes are difficult. We love tomatoes. My children love cherry tomatoes, or at least my daughter does. But I had heard they're just difficult. You have to, like, these ones are staking tomatoes. And I didn't actually even know the difference between staking and the ones that spread.
What is the difference?
The staking tomatoes are the ones that need something to climb on. They'll go up. And then the other ones, I forget the term, but they grow along kind of the ground. They spread. They're
right.
Bushy. So I had heard or just seen that people put those wire reverse cone things, and they've done all these things, and I'm like, I'm not that kind of gardener. So I wasn't going to, but then because Donna had given us these plants and they were already, you know, 40 centimeters tall, I'm like, okay, well, I could leave them on my deck, but I think I should plant them. Yeah, so we'll see. But I mean, like, obviously I've already done something bad. The one, I might only get a 50% yield.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look there. I can almost see these almost look like little blossoms on here. Like, so
they were there, and then, but if you look here, you can see it's like kind of, you see how it's sort of like, kind of got crunched or bent or.
It does look like the neck of the plant has been somewhat wrung.
Yes.
And what's this? We've come to the end of your gardening bed. We have two very sort of hardy looking sprouts coming out here. What are these?
These two are actually zucchini seedlings that my father-in-law brought over.
Ooh.
So my father-in-law comes from a farming background in China and has his own bed in his northeast yard, and was a little bit actually distraught to find out that we had spent all this money to learn how to garden. But in the past, he's always supported us, like given us starter potatoes,
and
last year had given us two zucchini seedlings that I think they died, but he came over and was like, well, I have some more for you. So he came over, we had them over on Thursday night and before the long weekend, and he came over with his little, like, I don't know, looks like a little fork, garden tool.
Gardening fork.
And said, okay, put these in, and told us to space them. And so that's his contribution to this gardening project.
Well, that's exciting. It's all multi-generational.
Multi-generational and multi kind of experience too.
Yeah.
That's our newbie gardener, Julie Leung, speaking with Homestretch Director Tracy Fuller. Julie's part of the Grow Food Calgary program, and we'll be following her throughout the growing season. You can also check out her blog on the growfoodcalgary.com website. Just click on the Garden Blog tab.